an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City, or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
Talk of stars. Hollywood has the Walk of Fame. Palm Springs has the Walk of the Stars. The Joey English Show has the Talk of Stars. Get it radio. Michael Childers is in the house.
Hi, it's good to be back.
You look wonderful.
Oh, God. 2 years. 2 years out of our lives.
I know.
We got to make up for lost time. Yeah.
How's your health?
My health is good. I'm a longtime COVID survivor. Don't want to go there again, but I have a triple vaxxed and my antibodies are through the roof. And
see how our conversation has changed.
Yeah, you know.
What's new? Where have you been? What are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
No, I'm triple vaxxed.
I'm wearing my Pilates outfit. I look like a slob today.
And so, that ring.
Yes, and all my jewelry from El Paseo Jewelers. Yes. Thank you, Raju.
Yes. But you have something wonderful to share with us. We're back.
We're back with one night only, the biggest show in the desert every year. It's a phenomenal show. It's our 16th year, and it's back to the 70s is the theme. Lots of 70s pop, rock, and Broadway with astonishing cast of Lily Tomlin, Lucy Arnaz, Sam Harris, the Calloway sisters, and so many more. Just great, great people. And tickets are on sale now at the McCallum Theater box office. Be sure to call over there. I'll go online, McCallum Theater.
What is it? .com.
.com.
3408RTS.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're over 60% sold out.
I can't believe it.
Only been on sale
that.
3 days. So they won't be around long. So it's not till November 10th, which is a Wednesday. It's 6 p.m. And it's going to rock. It's going to rock the whole valley.
I am always amazed. Every year I see you do this, I say, well, he can't top that. And yes, you do.
Well, here we go. Here we go.
Yes. And you get people to fly in. Joey Pals, if you haven't gotten a ticket and you haven't been fortunate enough to get a ticket, everybody does one song. These are the biggest, brightest stars on the planet right now, and they come all the way from everywhere and do one song.
True. And Lily Tomlin is opening the show with a comedy sketch especially written for this show. And then it goes into the music. Everyone does one great number. And if you don't like that one, you're on to the next.
Yes.
It happens so quick.
Yeah, and wouldn't you just hate to be following Liz Calloway.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah,
I mean, and.
Or Sam Harris.
Oh, my gosh.
Doing a Bridge Over Troubled Water with three black backup singers. They're wonderful. You know, these girls who sing. And, yeah, and I got the MTU kids back in. They're doing a number from Chorus Line with Lucy Arnaz.
That's Musical Theater University.
And Jeffrey Joey Scott Parsons. Parsons and Lucy Arnaz. It's a musical
David
theater.
Green's
David
kids.
Green is a brilliant guy. I just saw him an hour ago, had a meeting. He works so hard with these high school kids. They are so lucky to have this in Coachella Valley at all the high schools, the Musical Theater University.
And you're dealing with the entertainment industry, which took about the hardest hit of the 79 weeks that we've been in COVID.
Mm. Well, you know, I'm so lucky that they all said yes.
Of course.
They all said yes. I thought, oh, well, they'll all be waiting for a job because, you know, they haven't worked in 2 years, really.
Exactly.
So God bless them.
I'm going back to New York in April. To see some shows.
Good.
And
good,
the
good.
Shows are, we were talking about Hamilton in at the
don't
Hollywood
miss
Fantages.
Hamilton.
Don't
I'm miss going it. To London in 2 weeks to see my friend David Zippel, who lives here in the Nick Palm Springs. His Andrew Lloyd Webber show is on Cinderella.
Oh.
Huge hit. Get 5-star reviews in every single newspaper. And my other friend, Roger Bart, is starring in Back to the Future, which is an amazing big hit. Yeah.
Gosh.
So it's two guaranteed great evenings over there.
Now, we're sitting in my studio, and we have some of your artwork in it, in the Michael Childers room. Do you still take pictures?
Not really.
I didn't think. The last time we were together.
No.
Of course, you could do it with your phone,
I have 55,000 photos in my archives. I think I just live off my archives. And service, museums, record.
Yes.
I just sold to Dolly Parton's company some of the photos. I just sold to Linda Ronstadt's company some photos I did. And the band plays on. You know, these photographs were taken 40 years ago.
How many cameras do you own?
Do I own? Probably around 6 or 7 now.
That's all?
Yeah. I just don't. They're all too heavy for me. you know.
Use your phone. Use your phone.
No, I don't like phone pictures. Yeah.
You're Michael Childers. Even a photo that you took on a phone would be brilliant.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
You taught me. I've been doing radio 26 years. You taught me probably 26 years ago. I said, how do you get such wonderful pictures with the same cameras that anybody else could buy? And you said, it's my relationship with the subject.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the
camera.
It's
called trust. It's mostly about trust and patience and a collaboration, working with somebody to get what they want and what I want. And it's a compromise between the two. So it's very exciting to work with a big star who's turned on by the session. You know, I've had some great stars like Natalie Wood who work with me and Margaret, who's just great. Wonderful, crazy Henry Rollins of rock and roll, who is so collaborative and fun. And that's great. You know, I love
Ringo
it.
Ringo Starr. Leave out the Beatles.
He was amazing. And Elton John, I did the second album cover, Honky Chateau.
Yes.
Yeah. So all these companies are coming back looking, and they find out I have the early Elton John pictures, and so they're all coming.
And I always loved the black and white.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know why.
Me too. Yeah,
I watched Turner Classic Movies, Dusk Till Dawn. I was thinking the other day, how long has John Schlesinger gone now?
Since 2003.
Gosh.
You were there that day.
We were.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
Joey Pals, John Schlesinger and Midnight Cowboy and Michael Childers. The picture of John and Michael is absolutely the two most beautiful human beings. I've said that for 25 years. You, two of you together were gorgeous.
He had a wonderful face. Very kind. Brilliant.
Yours too, my dear.
Oh, but he was something special. You know,
golly.
Brilliant.
All those years in Italy.
He's still here in my heart.
I think about him all the time, too.
They're having huge revivals of some of his films, his best-loved films, all over the world at film festivals. And besides Midnight Cowboy, Sunday Bloody Sunday, and Marathon Man, a big release coming out. I have a film crew arriving from New York for PBS to film me next week. It's a documentary about John Schlesinger, and a German crew coming in from Berlin. So the band plays on. People are still, and there's a wonderful book out now called The Making of Midnight Cowboy by a brilliant Pulitzer Prize winning author called Glenn Frankel. And it's really a good book. I'll send it to you.
Want to see that.
Excellent book, yeah. So it's taking care of his legacy and taking care of mine, too.
Yes.
And I have a big photo show coming up with Melissa Morgan Gallery. And at the end of November,
you're not taking pictures. They're going to exhibit. They've already been taken.
They were taken actually about a year ago in Wyoming, up in the Tetons, and it's all landscape and nature.
Beautiful,
unlike most pictures I've ever done. Yes. And they're really gorgeous
in color.
All in color. Yeah,
that's gorgeous.
They're gorgeous. Yeah,
that's gorgeous.
Then I have a female nude show that I'm working on.
A female nude show.
Yeah. It's very erotic,
very Rubenesque,
sensual, and beautiful. Yeah.
Well, you'll have to take those pictures. Oh no, you've already taken.
I've already taken. Yeah. 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 Lucky girls.
Yes.
You know, I prefer photographing women.
Two
men, even though I've done some of the
You've
biggest,
some of
the biggest
beautiful.
Male stars in the world. But, you know, men are very vain. They're much vainer than women. They really are.
Oh,
and they're always worried about their macho or their masculinity. Or if you get a woman to trust you, she just gives you so much more emotionally. So that's
Did you ever shoot Elizabeth Taylor?
No, I had she's a friend of mine. I had dinner with her several times.
I knew that.
But things just, there are a few that got away. I mean, I always wanted to do Audrey Hepburn, who I knew and had dinner with a few times, and Grace Kelly. But Audrey was the one that I really wanted to do. Yeah, she was such a class act. Yeah.
Do you have a book about your life?
There's a couple, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where can we get them? Amazon.
Just Fabulous Bookstore at Amazon.
Just Fabulous, of course.
Just Fabulous.
He was just on the show.
Just Fabulous. And, yeah. And I've got some really great at Jeff Bernstein's PSP downtown are my Andy Warhol T-shirts. And they're so great. It's from my show at the museum like 5 years ago. And they're just a big head of Andy Warhol and photographed by Michael Childers. They're great T-shirts.
Yes.
So rush down to PSP.
PSP.
Yeah.
Most difficult person to photograph.
Who?
In your opinion.
My dogs are difficult.
My dogs.
They won't sit still.
Of course they won't.
I have a new puppy. I'm so in love with her.
Oh.
She's a year old. And she's the twin dog for David Zippel has the other, her sister. So we have these fun. She's a miniature schnauzer doodle. Yeah.
Well, who's the charity that One Night Only is?
Barbara Sinatra Children's Fund, which is one
beautiful
of
choice.
The greatest charities I've ever worked with. It's outstanding. They give help to over 1,000 children throughout the desert, throughout the Coachella Valley.
Yes.
And really, really good help.
Over there at Eisenhower.
Good help. They're so generous. Yeah.
Well, Joey Pals, if you have never been to One Night Only, don't miss this opportunity. It is the Wednesday, the 10th of November, a week before my birthday. I love my birthday. Scorpios.
That's my birthday at midnight.
Yep.
I'm the 11th.
Yep. Mm. It explains a lot, doesn't it? You can call 340-ARTS. You can go to McCallum Theater, spelled properly, .com. But don't wait, because if they're 60% sold out and it's September, it'll go.
There's still lots.
You never want to do it more than one night?
No.
Oh, because it's called
One Night Only.
It wouldn't sound right. Two nights only.
Two nights only, you got to pay the cast. And I want to thank our sponsor. We have two great sponsors, JetBlue. Can't live without JetBlue. The service to New York and here is wonderful. And the Agua Caliente Casino Hotel. They are so generous to us and yes. help us. So it's great to have two wonderful sponsors.
Well, no one would dare say no when the phone rings and it's Michael Childers on the other end. Just JetBlue fly a lot of your stars from New York, of course.
We have the 18 tickets from Palm Springs, our beautiful airport, then to the JFK Airport.
Yes,
you know,
perfect.
You know, I always wanted, there's the great TWA terminal they turned into a hotel.
Oh.
Brilliant. 1950s architecture. I want to stay at that hotel. It's so darn cool.
Let us know. Come back and see us.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been in the presence of greatness. Michael Childers, thank you so much for stopping
by. Thank you.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.